Woman Shirin Chavis Halvada Sunday afternoon. Shar Cheshbon Hanefesh. Yes, Sunday afternoon. It is Dalit Shvat, January 5th, and Shar Cheshbon Hanefesh. Okay, Chavis Halvada Shar Cheshbon Hanefesh, and we'll start from number 11. V'ha'chadasar. Number one is the Yesod of Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh Bechlal and Paragimel Beprat is not to live by habit, not to live by rote, not to go through life doing what you did yesterday and just going through motions, but to think about what you're doing. So number one was to think about that Hashem created you, created me, created all of us, created us. And as a person, like, wow. Number two is that the body is an amazing piece of equipment and it works. Number three is Hashem gave us seichel. That's amazing. My mechutan and Monsi just had a big problem with his pituitary gland. And, you know, you find out that, I mean, it's known, it's like the size of a pea, I believe. Yes. And it controls like so many things in the body. So Baruch Hashem, he had a big problem, but Baruch Hashem, they actually operated through the nose. They didn't have to crack open his skull. So they operated through the nose, and I talked to him. He seems to be recovering quite well. He seems to be fine. He yelled at me why I didn't call him sooner. So that I think he's in good shape. Okay, and that's number three. Number four was that we have Torah, and we have Olam Haba. And number five is that we are given the ability to study Torah and to learn it, or that we should. I'm sorry, he's really finished with the thank yous. Number one, two, three, and four were all thank yous. Number five is to think about how we have to study Torah. What does that mean to women? To women it means, also it means to study what you do, to think about what you're doing, to think about what it means to have a mezuzah on the door, to think about what it means to be mafresh challah, to think about what it means to be a woman, to think about what it means to do chesed, to think, not to do things by rote. That's the women's learning. Nowadays, women go to Chavis Halvavos classes. That's certainly learning. Or they, you know. I'm the only one generation away. My mother, Leah Shalom, never went to Beis Yaakov. There was no Beis Yaakov. My mother went to public school. Where are you going to go? So with the Nase that she stayed from, to Nase. She had good friends, whether it's Young Israel or Paul Mizrahi. There was a Mizrahi on the Lower East Side. She belonged to Mizrahi and to young Israel. So nowadays, that's terrible. But in those days, they're good institutions. So she was from. Anyway, so you study Torah. Women also study Torah. And even if we don't look at the modern women who study, I don't mean modern in a bad way. Well, nowadays, ever since Sora Schneer, women study also. But even without that, you know, you want to understand what you're doing. You don't want to just take challah by rote or daven by rote, or there's plenty of things to, believe me, you have plenty of things. You could go to kollel and spend the rest of your life learning. Tell your husband you want him to support you. Okay, number six was to think about how all the bruim that Hashem made are obedient to Hashem. Why should a person be different? Which changes the nature of bechira we talked about. I'm just giving the list. Number seven is, am I fully serving Hashem the way an Eved would? Or am I carving out part of the day or part of my interests or part of what I like to do for myself, my interests, not Hashem's interests? Number eight was the two types of Yichud. We spent a lot of time explaining why the two types of Yichud really are one, two sides of a coin. One is Hashem Echad Yichud, and one is Yichud HaMaisa, where we dedicate everything we do, including the more mundane, we'll call it, parts of our lives, because it's the Ratzon Hashem, and that's another type of Yichud. But he puts it together, he calls it two types of Yichud. That's number eight, to think about that. Number nine is to do all types of mitzvahs with a perfection, to be a perfectionist in doing mitzvahs. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be a perfectionist or else. It means to try. You want to do your best. Just like if you had an appointment with a melech or with a president or with the mayor or with anybody, you would want to look your best. You would prepare your speech before. You wouldn't just walk in there and wing it. So, Avodas Hashem deserves no less. That was number nine. And number 10, which we learned last week, is to think about how Hashem is watching you. And it's scary, it's pressure, you may feel, but like I say, it's reality. So you might as well get used to reality. As I liked always to quote Ayn Rand, a Jewish person, but unfortunately she was an atheist. But the Chagas, Ayn Rand, part of her shita was to be an atheist. Like she was an atheist b'shita, mamish. But she was very smart and clever. And the Chagas Havada says in his Hakdama that he has no problem quoting Goyim. Or he says Goyim when they said something smart. So I like a particular quote of hers I'm very fond of, which is that you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. So that's very smart. If you think about what that means, it's very, very clever. Okay, so that's number 10. You know, you can ignore the fact that Hashem is always watching you, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring that. So you might as well not ignore the reality. Okay, we're up to number 11. He's going to give 30 examples. He calls them examples. He says there's plenty of things you can think about. But he's going to give us 30 examples. And I say, you know, if you take one a week, that's terrific. One a week to think about for a minute a day is great. It's fantastic. You know, I don't know if Chaim Zabovitz meant it, you know, or how he wanted us to absorb the lessons of these 30 things, or but he wants us to think. That's really the yesod of Cheshbon Nefesh, is not to go through life unthinking. You know, think. If you have questions, ask them. If you can't deal with certain things, ask them. You have to think. This is the Chag Halal. This is yesod in his Hakdama, and he wrote the whole Shar HaYichud because he held a person has to come to a realization about Hashem and that Hashem Echad based on reason. That's his shita. Others don't hold like that, but he does hold like that, and that's his shita in Shar HaYichud, and that it can be done. He says there himself that it's not mathematical proof. You can't, because you can't see Hashem until you see Hashem. So you can't prove it in the way you can prove that, I don't know, whatever you can prove, an isosceles triangle is equal to whatever it's equal to, I don't know, the circumference of a circle is, I don't know, whatever it is. Anyway, he says that's mathematical proof. He says you can't prove Hashem that way. He says you can't. You can't. Because you can always say, but maybe not. It's a mathematical proof. He says you can show. Hashem, you can't really show, but any normal, rational person would be more convinced of Hashem's existence if he just follows the proofs that he gives, or does Shar HaBechina, as he is in anything in life, except maybe the mathematical proofs, you know. But otherwise, you know, how do I know my house is still there? Hashem's reality, if you study Shar HaBechina and Shar HaYichud, I'm more sure of Hashem's reality than I am that my house is still standing in its place. Maybe it was blown up, maybe the wreckers came and wrecked it. As you say, that's very unlikely. It's much more unlikely that this world doesn't have a creator. Much more unlikely. Okay, anyway, V'achad Asar is number 11. So number 11 is really the more classical meaning of Cheshbon HaNefesh. Chavis HaVodas does not mean Cheshbon HaNefesh. He doesn't mean to sit every night and think about what you did that day. He means it just to think about things, and he gives 30 things to think about. Like I said, the first four is all thanking Hashem for this, and for that, and for that, and for that. That's number 1, 2, 3, and 4. And so now, number 11 is grada, the more classic cheshbon hanefesh, which is cheshbon ha'adam and nafsho al masha ovar miyomov, to think about the past. It could be, how did you spend the last day? How did you spend the last week? How did you spend the last month? How did you spend the last year? Well, that's what we do in Rosh Hashanah, to think about the past and then make a cheshbon, make an accounting, like an accountant would. Imasasek bohem ba'avodas elokov, o ba'avodas yitzro. Did I waste my time? Do I have to, when I look back, what was my day, week, month, year purposeful? Did I accomplish? How much time did I waste? How much time did I not really accomplish anything? So you have to think about that. Why do you have to think about it for? To depress you? No. Because you're going to plan the future based on the past. That's why. That's what he means. He doesn't say it, but that's what he's saying. You got to plan the future. Because just because you neglected to think about this up till today, but so that's not a, sometimes people do think that way. They say, look, I didn't do it till now. Either they'll say, I'm too old to start now, or I didn't do it till now, and I'm alive, and I'm happy. Why do I have to think about... So they don't... People resist. So that's what he's coming to say. Think about the past and plan the future. The Yimshol Bazeh, as he's very fond of Mishalim, imagine the following scenario. Ke'ilu ha-melech nosim ha-mamon. The king, or whoever's in charge, the president of the shul, gave you a large sum of money, lehotzio bifnim eofani hotza also, to spend it and to keep a cheshbon of if you spent it wisely, if you spent it for the purposes that he gave it to you for. I give you money for the shul. I want you to keep a cheshbon. You're the treasurer, and you're going to use this money, and you're going to do the bedek habayis of the shul. You're going to fix things that break, and you're going to take care of things. The zero, and the melech warns him, shalo yotzi mimenu mu'uma bezulosam. Don't go spending money and, like masach nasa, you don't have a receipt. Like, what do you do with the money? Tell me your cheshbon. What's your cheshbon? Why is there this amount of money left in the kitty? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I gave you $1,000. I gave you 10,000 shekel. Tell me why is there now only 862 shekel in there? What happened to the money? Oh, I don't know. You're not going to answer that. The hodio, and the king warned him, ki yachshav ito ola b'kloshina. So at the end of the year, this is what the marshal really includes a lot. He's saying, the king said, at the end of the year, come the end of the fiscal year, you're going to have to make an accounting on this money. And I'm not going to look away. This is very important to me, and I have to know what happened with the money, and you're going to have to make an accounting at the end of the year. So you'd be a fool to wait till the end of the year, says the Chavis Aldovus. Only a fool would say, I have time, till the night before he stays up an all-nighter, drinks 30 cups of coffee, and realizes that he's missing three-quarters of the receipts. That sounds like the way I fill out my tax returns. And realizes he's missing the receipts, and he doesn't have a cheshbon, and the numbers don't add up. There's like a missing $450, and Ha'eman Azrizus, wouldn't it be appropriate? Zrizus sheyachshav him nafsho b'sof kol chodesh b'chodesh mikachshei hashana. Once a month he makes a cheshbon, so in case he's doing something wrong, in case he forgot about something, in case he's not getting his receipts, in case he's not making a good cheshbon, at least every month he'll make a cheshbon. L'das mashaholach min ha-mamon, where the money went, uvameh hotzio, and what did he spend it on? And if he sees he's missing money, or he doesn't have receipts for it, so you can be sure that in the future he'll be careful from now on. Right? It'll be a wake-up call. He'll say, oh boy, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do about this month, but at least now, from now on, it's going to be everything's going to be written down and documented. V'yeniz b'shar ha-momen u'b'shar ha-zman kodim sheyifka'eyu ha-cheshbon pisom, before there's a sudden knock on the door, and okay, it's time to come in and make a din v'cheshbon by the king.
V'hu eino yodea ma sheyeshlo, if that'll happen and he doesn't know what's what, ma yeshlo olav. V'al ha-dimyon hazeh achi, based on the comparison, now comes the nimshal, tzorech shetifkod es nafshecho. You have to know what's doing. Hashem gave us a soul. Hashem gave us a soul, and He expects us to accomplish things with it, and He gave us the wherewithal to accomplish, and He's going to want to know, so what did you do? Well, how did you spend your time? How did you use what I gave you? I gave you things. Did you use it? Did you use it wisely? I want a cheshbon. So im tuchal b'chol yom miyomecha, that would be if you could do it every day, which there are svarim that talk about making a cheshbon hanefesh, the classical sense of the word cheshbon hanefesh, every night before you go to sleep. I know at least one person in the shul that does it. I know some people that do it. They make a cheshbon hanefesh. I don't know if they can make a cheshbon hanefesh like the Chofetz Chaim did, where he counted the seconds that he wasted. You know, he came out a year with 7 seconds or 17 seconds. It doesn't matter. But, where did they go? What did I do today? Like there's 24 hours in a day. I can't believe this. You know, what did I do? What did I do? That's it. V'tachshov ima alavodas elokim shehichov alechabo. You can't escape reality. You have to live a certain way. A Jew has to live a certain way. You don't have to sit, a man does not have to sit and learn a whole day. That's not what his obligation is. A woman doesn't have to do chesed the whole day. We have lives. The Hashem wants us to lead the lives, but that's also doing His will. You know, doing His will, and the shadows, what are we doing if we have spare time? And, you know, what do we do with our lives? What do we do with our, if we do what we're supposed to, and we're conscientious, consistent, honest, with a smile, save upon them yafos. This is all 24/7. We're supposed to be doing things like that, which are all mitzvos, are all avodas Hashem, are all what Hashem wants us to do. That's avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem doesn't just mean when your eyes are scrunched up and you're davening. Avodas Hashem is how you live and how you act. Benaz Machmero, certainly, that goes without saying. But even an attitude and midos. The imis halamta mizeh, masha over miyomecha, and if in the past you were neglectful, so okay, so start now. Don't get into the trap of saying either, oh, I'm too old, or even if you're not too old, but you'll say, look, I didn't do it till now, so I won't do it now. Don't fall into that trap. That's terrible. The imis halamta mizeh, if you ignored it, but masha over miyomecha in the past, ein pachos, meaning at least start now. So you have time left. So go start now. Start right now. Not even when you get out of this class. Or maybe when you get out of the class. Now you should listen. But start now. Val tedalek, don't follow achar ha'aloma, your neglectfulness, ba'aloma, right, the tirdof hahanocha bahanocha. You'll just end up adding carelessness to carelessness, adding foregoing thinking about this, and you'll just, okay, so I'll continue that way. You know, the world didn't come to an end. I'm happy in my life. Nobody bothered me. I don't have a headache. Nobody's bothering me, and I'm good. And so he says, don't fall into that trap, because Hashem is watching. Again, this is reality. Hashem, as we said in number 10, Hashem is watching, and Hashem is keeping cheshbon about, it's scary to hear it. Hashem is keeping cheshbon for every second. If that's too powerful for you, so Hashem is keeping cheshbon for every hour. Okay? For every hour that you spend. Ki ein lefnei Hashem elokecha ha'aloma v'lo hanocha v'lo shikcha. Hashem doesn't forget, and Hashem doesn't ignore, and Hashem knows the video of your life will be played. You're going to have to watch it without popcorn. Maybe if you're Zoicha, maybe there's popcorn in Gan Eden, I don't know. And now the Chovas Halvavos says one of the most famous lines in the whole Chovas Halvavos. Maybe you've heard it before, maybe you've heard it in the name of the Chovas Halvavos.
Maybe you heard it in the name of Rabbi Sal Salanta, but it's the Chavis Halvavis. It's a very, very famous line. Ukvar ne'amar or nomar ki hayomim megilos. When you wake up in the morning, your day, your life is a piece of parchment. And with your actions, you're writing the story of your life on this piece of parchment. Kisvu bohem, Hashem gives you the pen and says, write whatever you want the story of your life to be. I am giving you the pen. Every day you get a fresh sheet of paper. And Hashem says, you're writing it. You're writing the story. You're writing your biography. Life is a Megillah. And imagine that they're going to stand up there one day and they're going to read it. You're writing your biography. Hayomim Megillos. Kisvu bohem ashetech putzu. You write with it what you want. I'm not telling you what to write. I'm not telling you what your biography should look like. You're deciding. You have bechira. You decide. Sheyizocher lachem. And this is going to be the story of your life. You wrote the Megillah. Every day is a fresh sheet of paper. And you start fresh. And you write a new chapter this. Awful lot of chapters. Every day you start again. V'lochein achi, you start with moda'ani. And you're right, I said moda'ani, and today I had kavana. Today I really thought, I'm thankful to Hashem for giving me back my neshama. It's wonderful. Then you go to the bathroom. You're right, today I didn't make a bracha. Like sometimes I'm in a rush and I make a bracha, even though, you know, please don't laugh. This is, you know. I went to the bathroom, I was careful, I went to the bathroom first. Write it down, that's very good, you did a good thing. Then I made a bracha, I had kavana, I actually thought about the bracha that I'm making. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvoso, v'tzivanu al natilas yadoyim. I had kavana. Very good, you're doing good, right? I did not yell at my kids for missing the bus. That's wonderful. That's very good. Write it down. I controlled myself today and I did not yell at my kids for missing the bus. I smiled at my children. I smiled. I was in a good mood. I might believe I was in a good mood. You know, I wasn't in such a good mood, but I still smiled at people. Write it down. This is all being written down. You're writing the Megillah. And you're saving. You're saving your Megillos. You're saving your autobiography. Don't ignore and just live life and not think about how you're living and what you're doing and what you're accomplishing, and you're going to have a blank sheet of paper. Shlotia kebehema. Pardon the expression. That's what the Lover says. You know who doesn't think about what they're doing and who doesn't write the Megillah? A behema. A behema lives and doesn't calculate what it's doing and doesn't have any calculation and doesn't have any cheshbon and doesn't think about what it's doing. The behema. That's what the Lover says. Omar. Al tiyu kesus keferet ein hoven. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech minces no words, and the Chavis Avoda says what the pasuk's talking about. It's saying, you know, al tiyu kesus keferet ein hoven. That doesn't have any calculation. Is not thinking about anything they're doing. V'nemar b'misha orach zman hisal muso mechesh benafsho. What the pasuk says about someone who ignores this, gam seva zorkobo, you get old, v'hulo yoda, v'hulo yeda, he doesn't chap, that he has what to explain, he's going to have a lot of explaining to do. The melech's going to ask for an accounting at the end of the year, he gave him $10,000, and now he wants to know how he spent it. The melech gave us days, years, and then we have to, and we wrote the story of our lives, and now we have to present it to the king, and if there's a lot of blank pages, he's going to want to know, is that a printing mistake? Like, why is this only blank pages? What happened there? Why is this page blank? I don't know, I blanked out on this day. So if you say, I took a vacation because I needed to relax and renew my energies, that's wonderful, and you'll write it down in the Megillah. Today I recharged my batteries. I got away from everybody and everything, and I did it in order to recharge my batteries. That's great. Then the page is not blank, even if you blanked out. You went to these ladies' retreats, you got a massage, whatever they have there to spa.
That's good. I mean, I don't know if it's good, but if it's good, then it's good. If it works, then it's good. If it refreshes you and gives you new energies and you're ready to tackle life again, then it's good. Okay, that's number 11. Number 11 is the classic Mekecheish Ben HaNefesh. Think about, but you know, this is such a famous phrase, we're going to think of 11 as write your Megillah. Realize that you're writing your autobiography with your actions. You know, if you can envision it once a day for 15 seconds, as you do things, you envision a pen with a blank piece of paper, and it says on it, the story of my life, by, you know, whatever your name is, and you imagine the pen writing as you do things. Wow, that's beautiful. That's what the Chazal is trying to get us to do. Hayomim Megilos, Kisfu Bohem Masha Techpitzu. Put that on your refrigerator. Hayomim Megilos, Kisfu Bohem Masha Techpitzu. Your days was a blank page, a book, and you're writing your autobiography. Your actions, what the Chazal said, you don't have to write. Your actions is writing it. Your actions is writing it.
Somebody who's recording.
Yeah, because they're watching. They're writing. But you're, metaphorically, what you do is writing the Megillah. Okay. Number 12. I won't go through the first 11 again. Number 12 is very, very depressing. Maybe not to women, but to men. Women are terrific. I want to quit being the rabbi of the shul and become the rabbi of the ladies' league. Number 12 is, let's be honest. Let's be honest, he says. Let's, if I'm talking to a man, and I was talking to number 12, but really it applies to everybody. Let's say you have a job. You have a job, everybody, many people work. I don't know. Not everybody, but we know what it means to have a job and to work. How much time did you give? Or even, how much time did you give? You want to improve. You want to do a good job. You think about your job. You want to improve. You want to keep up with the latest developments in the field. You want your house to look nice. Maybe you'll buy new furniture. I need a new brake front. I need a new couch. This couch is chalosh. I'm embarrassed to have someone walk into the house. We put energy and time and thought into it. Let's be honest, says the Chavis Alvavis, how much time and energy and thought do you give into improving your neshama? To improve your house, to improve your work ability, to improve your salary, to improve your olam hazeh, you want to buy better food, healthier food, whatever it is. But olam hazeh things, we spend time, energy, thought, and we put our kochos into it. We want to improve. We want to improve our lives. I want a bigger house. I want a nicer car. I want to have a comfortable life. I want to enjoy life. How can I daven better? How can I daven better? Let's say someone says, I have a great business deal for you. Again, I'm not talking to anybody here. I'm talking to men. I have this great business deal. Someone wants to take you into as a partner into their business. It's a wonderful opportunity. You have to fly for England for a week. He's gone. He's there, right? Mm-hmm. Say, I have someone in England that's going to teach you how to have Kavana by Shmona Esrei. But you have to go to England for a week. What are you, crazy? I'm not going to England. But he's going to teach you how to daven better. I'm not going to England for a week. He said, let's think about that. Think how we don't think. Think whether or not we pay attention to improving our neshamas the way we think about improving our guf, which is good. Should I exercise? Should I join a club? Should I just download a 15-minute video of 30-second workouts? I don't know. And that's good. The Chavis Lubavitch is not in number 12. He is not downgrading or dismissing giving thought to Gashmius. I mean, obviously, within reason, as he's going to say. Don't go overboard. But certainly we have to give thought to Gashmius. It's a responsibility that we have. He will say, don't go overboard. But then he says, are we spending as much time, energy, thought, process, figuring out, wondering, working on it, how to improve on Hashemus? As simple as that. Hacheshben ha'odam im nafsho, to think about be'es hamoyas libo, when he, how labadiki is, the charitzuso, and his being energized. Al ha'olam b'cholish tadluso, with his, all his energy. You say, you know, most people don't slack off in their jobs. They give it 100%. And they try, and they want to impress the boss, or they want to just be there for their customers, which you have to do. If a doctor does not keep up, forget about a doctor, that's poshut. If an architect doesn't keep up, accountant, anybody, if they don't keep up in the latest advances in the field, they're cheating their customers. You have to. You're the absolute chiyuv. You have to. But so then you have to just, when you're going overboard. But his point is how you give yourself over to that. And that's totally understandable to you, and you're willing to spend time, energy, and subscribe to Architectural Digest. And although, you know, you can go now, every field has its own 10 competing magazines, you know, about every specialty, and every magazine is. The Tachlis Tachbulosa, the Sofia Cholto, you try your utmost to succeed in Olam Hazeh things. The Yishkol Imo, and weigh, see, Bazuso, how he is Mavazeh, he doesn't give much thought to improving his soul. Binyone Achriso, the Ivuso, if he is straying, Me'avodas Elokov. So if you're honest, you will see. This is written over 1,000 years ago. If you're honest, you will see that in Olam Hazeh, you apply yourself fully, and you think how to do better and how to do. Because you want a nicer house, you want a nicer furniture. You want to move up in the world. You want to advance. Kilo yaspiklo mimine kinyona v'uma. Achu ka'esh. And really, it's like a fire, because there's no end. What you're doing, really, is you're putting logs on the fire, he says. Achu ka'esh. Kol asher tosif eitzim, he mosifa lehova. You want things, and the more rotsa mona, the Gemara's lashon is, yeshlo mona rotsa mesayim. Yeshlo Messiah wrote Arameus. You're going to keep advancing. You want to be more successful and more successful and more successful. And then you go beyond what I said is an obligation to be successful. As Tavia said, there's no shame to be poor. No shame to be poor. I mean, no shame to be rich, right? But again, control yourself. Right? V'chol libo v'kavanoso, and he ends up, that's what he thinks about day and night. And he only likes people who can help him. He doesn't have a friend who can help him daven better or do more chesed or give him musar if he's doing something wrong. But he has a friend who can give him a stock tip. Oh, that's my friend. He found me a job. A wonderful friend. I'll love them forever. And you should. You have to be makir tov. But you consider your friend someone who can tell you how to serve Hashem better. Not a loyal friend, the Yitzpele Itos, and he's busy with stocks. And when are there sales in the stores? And when is the season to sell? Itzer Hamischorim, storing up your merchandise. The Ite Michirosam, when do you sell things? The Tzofen Yoni Hashar, he's checking the stock market in Japan, because it's already tomorrow in Japan. The choker al yoker haschoros, he wants to know where to get the best deal, where the sales are, where can I get my best deal on a new suit, on a new shetel, on whatever. There's nothing wrong with that, but it consumes us, as the Chodesh Alvavus. That's all we think about. But alosam v'iridosam v'chol katz v'yoretz, and he goes to England, v'lo yakveo milechas b'drochem harachokim, chom v'lo kar.
doesn't care if it's hot outside, if it's cold outside. He goes to work, he wants to, you know, they don't come tonight, say there, because it's too cold, because it's raining. You ever hear a guy not going to work because it's raining? I have a headache. Ah, headache, come on. With such headaches, you go to work, you don't want to take a day off of work with such headaches. I'm not talking about anybody here. Below Sar Hayom, below Orech HaDerech Bemidboros, you put your whole heart, body, soul, mind into advancing into life. Life is Gashmius, life is Olam Hazeh. Ach Kozel Tikvos Hashegila Tachlis, but Vein Tachlis Lo. What's the point? You can't take it with you. Everybody ends up with nothing. At the end of the day, it's a zero-sum game. You end up with nothing. And the Efshe Shetiyah Yigosel Rick, you spend the whole day with the stock market, and you get a hot tip. And boom. How many people lost money? All he has to show for it is aggravation. Even if he gets to half of what he's dreaming about, then he has to watch it and make sure it doesn't get lost. He has to watch it from people trying to get it away from him, or people that are jealous of him, and he has to watch it. So half his life he spends acquiring it, and half his life he spends watching over it that he doesn't lose it. In b'chayiv, k'mo shenemar, b'chatzi yom av yazvenu, o la'achar moso, k'mo shekozim v'ozvul acherim chelam. And again, he's spending his time, he's saying, that's what you're spending all your effort and all your diligence and all your time and all your energies and all your brain power on things that are very temporary. So again, you have to strike the balance, because obviously you do have to spend time on health, on food, on exercise, on anything, on the job. But he's saying that's all your mind is consumed with. That's what you have to think about and strike a balance. And we always, we end up, people tend to go overboard, I'm talking nicely. People go overboard and that's all they think about. And they, more, better. Chazal warned us not to put too much effort. How much is too much? I don't know. How do I know how much is too much? But you know. Too much effort into becoming wealthy. Into being wealthy doesn't have to mean, that's not wealthy. My second million is wealthy. My first million is just comfortable. Kemosha Kosu Valtiga Lahashir, Apostle Gemishle says, don't, Altiga, doesn't say don't try to become rich. No problem if you try to become rich. You want to become rich? Wonderful. Don't forget what we're learning on Wednesdays about Shara Bitachon. But he's saying, Altiga, he's saying here, don't spend your energies to the point of that you're tired, you're knocked out, you become dysfunctional, the family maybe becomes dysfunctional. Stop already, that's all you're thinking about. The Siper Magve Hanimtsabo, and you should think about what comes along with it. But Omro Hasoif Enechabo Veinenu, and it could be here today, gone tomorrow. What you gain when you daven better, what you gain when you improve your neshama, that's never lost. The money you gain can be lost very easily. Everybody in this room knows someone that was very comfortable and very rich, and they lost it all. Now they're getting Shabbos packages from Tomchei Shabbos. And what you acquire in your neshama, the improvement of your neshama, you never lose. B'horeinu achochamo acher v'isher osanu al hashtadlu seinu binyan amozum v'asipot b'levad. You work till you have enough. That's how you should work. She'omro yigia kapecha kisochel ashrecha v'tovloch. So there's really yigia kapecha. You have to work hard, no question about it. Because the love is fully supportive. But work. You're supposed to work. Hashem wants you to work. Kisochel, but for the purpose of eating, for the purpose of having enough to live on. Don't spend your energies on more than that. So really, this cheshbon is really sort of a mixture of, is the scale equal? How much time, effort, koiches, energy, thought, zuhirus, zurizus, lebedekai, charitzus, do you put into olam hazeh? And how much do you think about improving your neshama, whether by being involved in to man, I would say more learning, more chesed, more tzedakah, davening, bein odom lachaveiro. That's what you work on. I'm improving my neshama. I'm improving my backhand. Some people work on improving their backhand in tennis. So there's nothing wrong if you, I guess, I mean, if you want to play tennis, so you have to improve your backhand. But you also have to improve your neshama. And so it's really two parts. He says, think if there's a balance in your life, if you spend as much time worrying and thinking and improving your neshama, and are you going overboard? Because you have to worry about your goof also. You have to take care of your goof. You have to be healthy, exercise, eat right, have the things you need, etc. Are you going overboard? Maybe you have too much time on your hands. Maybe that's where the balance should come in. But you're spending all your time reading stock reports, you know, up, down. And here he is alluding to what we're learning, it happens to be in Shara Bitachon, that your hishtadlus, physical things should be what you need and not beyond that. You'll become rich if Hashem wants you to be rich. He can make you rich with the money you're earning. Don't be skeptical. He can. It's very easy. You don't have to spend money on other things and all of this. That's all he's asking for. Shlomo HaMelech actually asked to not be rich. Rich is a tremendous nisayon. Poverty is a nisayon, and wealth is a nisayon. That's what the Chamisul Sisharim says in the beginning of the Sefer. Everything in life is a nisayon. But here we have in Mishlei a tefillah not to be wealthy and not to be poverty stricken. You don't serve Hashem properly if you don't know where your next piece of bread's coming from, where you're going to get the rent money from, where you're going to get the mortgage payment from. I'm asking you for two things: reish, poverty, the osher, and wealth. I don't want wealth, I don't want poverty. Keep these two things away from me. Hatvifeni lechem chuki. Give me, like, beged lel, right? Beged lel. Kamo mozinu Yaakov avinu olam v'shalom, shalom elakov, sipuko, v'omro v'nosimli lechem lechom v'beged lel bosh. Halo toket zachi, wake up, tirech yisoren ma shecharvatz to'olav, see what's missing from what you are energetic about, from what you put your mind to, from what you think about. Umiharto elov, and your zoriz, lahamid gufcha and yono ativi, to make sure tip top, everything only the best, and you put all your koichas into that. And, you know, what are we talking about? Ashalo tasmid lecho chevruso, how long is he going to be around with you? Kiyam zman muat, again, what you improve, not your living room furniture, but you improve your neshama, that's with you forever. Lo yiporid mimenu tsar, you'll have tsar, it'll get lost. Lo yimolat mipega, ba'od his chabrus chaimo. You know, you don't control what happens to it. Im yizba, if you eat too much, yechle, you get sick. Im yirav, if you eat too little, yechlash. He says, you know, you can't win. You're always calibrating what you need, and you always want more than you should have. And talbishenu yotsu mitzarko, if you wear too fine clothing, yokuts, it won't be good for you. You have to be protected from the elements. It's really not up to you. Ultimately, it's up to Hashem. But the neshama, that's you. That's your bechira. That's you. You are writing the book. You are deciding what you're going to, how well you're going to serve Hashem.
how much Ruchnius is going to permeate your life. That's going to be with you forever. No one can ever take it away from you. You can't lose it on the stock market. You can't lose it at all. No one can steal it from you. It's well protected. It's you. That's what we should be spending time on. Even just that's so temporary and this is eternity. But spend at least as much time in improving your neshama as improving your wardrobe. I don't mean anything bad. I'm just trying to give you a way to picture it. So, try to improve at least as much. Really, your neshama should be more, because that's eternity, and this is a couple of years. Umailos olamo al olamo, and think about the mile of olam abba on olam azev, aloso miridoso. Okay, and then he goes on. I'm afraid I have to go. Davin, I have to run out. At least spend as much time on improving your neshama as you do